You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Novak Djokovic is back on a tennis court again. He's playing in the Monte Carlo Masters. Historically, he's not done too well there.
I'm always hoping, you know, that could change.
But he's just broken yet another record, this time without having to win a single match. That's right, he is the record breaker. And at 36 years, 321 days, Novak Djokovic has officially broken Roger Federer's record as the oldest number one in ATP rankings history. Of course, Djokovic has the most slams. He has the most weeks at number one. He is now the oldest ever ATP player to be world number one. And it's probably not his proudest record out of all of the ones he's got. We know he's got so many with the Masters. He's obviously going to want to win Monte Carlo to try and win three of each of the Masters as well. But this one will be a proud moment. The reason being, it shows longevity in the sport. It shows that he has been at the back end of his career, winning so many matches and tournaments to still be at world number one. We've got Jannik Sinner and Alcaraz sort of breathing down his neck at the moment. But this you can never take away from him, and it's only going to be keep extending for the longer he, because he is still world number one, so the longer he can retain that, he will keep extending that record. And it's another one he's taken away from Roger Federer, the big one of course being the slams. And there's not many records left which Roger Federer has over Novak Djokovic. The only one I can think of right now is the consecutive week at number one. Roger Federer has that record. Moving on to the next tweet. This one from Tennis One, and it is great for Berrettini and Hubi Hurkacz, who won their respective tournaments. And it means they now have 8 ATP titles each. So that is the same as Raonic and Alex de Minaur. And if you look here at all the active players with 8 plus, you've got Djokovic, of course. This is why I thought I'd include it. He's out there in the lead, and you'd think he will be able to get to the amazing landmark of 100. 100 titles is insane. Nadal pretty close, of course, with 92. And I thought it was interesting because Berrettini-Hurkacz now, let's look at this in the grand scheme of things, they're not doing too bad. I mean, if they can win one more, they'll go tie with sort of Dimitrov and Fanini, who at the end of their career, who I would say are both fantastic tennis players. Tsitsipas and Ruud. Can't see Tsitsipas moving off 10 for any time soon. But some great players here. And I love the fact that we've got Alcaraz and Sinner tied at 13. There you go from me. That's it. And it is another record for Novak Djokovic, this time being the oldest world number one in ATP history.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And let's see how he gets on at Monte Carlo. We'll be covering his matches and giving all of our previews and predictions as the event unfolds. Countdown will be tomorrow as well. See you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.